Section 1, Historic Neighborhoods. The Depot Square Historic District. Currently encompassing approximately 6 city blocks, the Downtown Historic District was designated by the Wichita Falls City Council as a Wichita Falls Landmark District in 1976. It was created to serve as a reminder of the town's boom days of oil discovery and railroad development. What is now the Historic District was the town's original commercial center, with streets lined with imposing Romanesque and Victorian-style buildings. The challenge today is to preserve what is left for future generations. Number 1, the LaSalle Crossing Building, located at 537th Street. The Studio Hotel, or LaSalle Crossing, was built by Wiley Wyatt in 1923 and represents the last remaining four-story, structurally supported brick building in Wichita Falls. In 1942, an extensive fire at the former Texan Hotel damaged the building. It was then rebuilt by H.C. Fulcher and J.H. Allison and called the Wichita Hotel and Apartments. The preservation efforts of Rick and Christy Graham beginning in 1999 saved the building from demolition. They restored the building's original storefronts, windows, reconstructed the awning to match the 1920s design, and extensively rehabilitated the interior to convert the building into 15 loft-style apartments. Number 2, the Keller Building, located at 613 7th Street. Situated on a treeless prairie, building materials were not easily obtainable in the early days of Wichita Falls. A large portion were hauled from Henrietta and Fort Worth. J.H. Barwise operated the first brick factory, which helped build the Keller Durrett Hardware Store in 1889 by John F. Keller, and is believed to be the first brick building in Wichita Falls. This building was a fine example of Victorian commercial architecture before its ornate facade was stripped away. The original rosettes for the awning are still attached to the front of the building. J.F. Keller and H.M. Durrett operated the hardware store from 1885 to 1907. Later occupants include the Parmeter Brothers Hardware Store, an office, bar, furniture store, barber shop, and a clothing store which was visited by Indians coming across the Red River to trade. Number 3, Toodles, 616 7th Street. A local landmark, the Toodles Building, built in 1885 and restored in 1996, depicts the original transom windows, awnings, rosettes, and display windows. Originally opened as a saloon and bathhouse, the mosaic tile floor at the entry was uncovered to display the Texas Bar. The brick structure, built by J.W. Bell's father, is one of the original five brick buildings in Wichita Falls and was developed by George Jelonek. You'll notice that the copper tin ceiling has been restored to its former grandeur with beautiful Georgian crown molding. Number 4, the Littlest Skyscraper, located at 701 LaSalle. J.D. McMahon built the Littlest Skyscraper, a narrow four-story building, in 1919. Local legend and newspaper reports claim the building was the focus of a stock fraud in which the promoters offered the building in square feet but built it in square inches. Money was raised for construction during the 1919 oil boom by a couple of men who sold shares and pocketed over $200,000. Shortly after the building went up, the men disappeared and so did the money. The building was featured in Ripley's Believe It or Not because of its diminutive size. Robert Ripley coined the phrase the world's smallest skyscraper, and over the years it became the littlest skyscraper. Local architects Bundy, Young, Sims, and Potter repaired, renovated, and restored the building in 2005. It offers artist and gallery space in the tower and opportunities for retail and service or office space at the street level in the heart of downtown. Number 5, the Kemp-Kell Depot, or Root Building, located at 503 8th Street. The Wichita Falls Root Building, built in 1909, was headquarters for the Kemp and Kell Railroads. These included the Wichita Falls and Northwestern, Wichita Falls and Southern, and Wichita Valley Railway Companies. It was the combination of Kell's desire to secure grain for his flour mills and the broader desire of Joseph Kemp to secure the future of Wichita Falls that created these railroads. Number 6, Big C Appliance, or Kemp Grocery, located at 500 8th Street. Built in 1892, this structure housed the J.A. Kemp wholesale grocery business for 35 years. The building originally measured 50 by 100 feet and contained a full basement. A two-story brick addition was completed in 1901. The Industrial Supply Company occupied the building during the oil boom of the 1930s and continued to provide petroleum products to the area for 34 years. A second addition was built onto the rear of the structure in the 1940s. The large arched windows and doors exhibit skilled masonry in sandstone. Number 7, the Holt Hotel Building, located at 600 8th Street. The Holt Hotel was formerly the Kemp Kell Building, housing the City National Bank, and then the Milner Hotel. The building was constructed in 1910 and was one of the first skyscrapers in Wichita Falls. The interior and exterior of the building were completely restored during a renovation project that lasted from 2003 to 2005. The building was restored to its 1926 grandeur, including ground floor storefronts and canopies over the south and east entrances. The interior was converted into 41 loft-style apartment units with office and commercial space offered on the ground floor. In the lobby, many long-destroyed decorative brackets were recreated. The central corridor walls, mosaic tile floors, and louvered entry doors were retained on the original upper floors, as well as removal of the former hotel room walls revealing wooden floors that ran continuously on the third through sixth floors, offering an important and beautiful amenity to the new apartments. And number 8, the City National Bank robbery, which occurred at 7th and Ohio Street. Life in a western frontier town was hard and sometimes dangerous. On the afternoon of February 25, 1896, two cowboys robbed the City National Bank, located at 7th and Ohio, and killed cashier Frank Dorsey. Fleeing on horseback with about $410 cash, Foster Crawford and Elmer Kit Lewis were captured later that night by Texas Rangers. On the next night of February 26, an angry mob of townspeople dragged the prisoners from the jail and lynched them in front of the bank building. Additional sites of interest in the Depot Square Historic District include the 8th Street Corridor between Lamar and Michigan Streets. This corridor was established prior to 1920 with the Kemp Kell Building in 1909 and with other significant buildings following. During the oil boom of the 1920s, construction continued with numerous new office buildings. 8th Street was considered the gateway to Wichita Falls. During the early 1900s, it was marked at the north end of Union Station by a sign arching over the street which read, "The Factory City, Wichita Falls, Cheap Fuel, Oil and Gas." The DeFores Building, located at 8th and Ohio, is another building of historic significance. This is where the story of Zales Jewelers began in 1924, when the Zales family applied their vision of providing customers with quality merchandise at the lowest possible price. Morris Zale opened the first store at this location, and a year later implemented a revolutionary credit plan of a penny down and a dollar a week. This marketing strategy proved to be successful, but it was also the friendly customer service and dedicated employees that led to this jeweler's expansion, reaching 12 stores in Oklahoma and Texas by 1941. In 1946, they moved their headquarters from Wichita Falls to Dallas. By late 1969, Zales was the nation's largest chain of jewelry stores with 720 outlets in 42 states and Puerto Rico. In 1976, the company was at its zenith with 1,700 stores operating all over the world, selling and manufacturing a variety of products. An unfriendly takeover in 1986 resulted in People's Jewelers of Canada owning Zales. The site of the White Elephant Saloon at 7th and Ohio Street. In 1911, the corner of 7th and Ohio was the major center of town activity. Wichita Falls had 27 saloons and was rightly called Whiskeyta Falls. It was the only wet town between Dallas and Amarillo. One of the best known saloons was the White Elephant, located on the northwest corner of 7th and Ohio. The Backdoor Theater, located at 501 Indiana, is the original location of the People's Ice Company. Built in 1919, the Ice House, prior to widespread use of refrigeration, provided hotels, restaurants, and homeowners with ice. After serving many years as an ice factory, the building sat vacant until it was used for storage for auto parts by White's Auto Stores. In the early 1980s, Earl White, one of the founders of White's Stores, presented the building to the Backdoor Players for use as a theater. In 1986, Texas Highways wrote an article on the creative uses of old ice houses throughout the state, and found that the People's Ice Company building was the only one housing a live performance theater.